This is Weekend Edition from NPR News. I'm Leanne Hansen. In Turkey today, voters are having their say on a package of constitutional amendments that the government says will move the country along the path to democracy. But Turkey's secular opposition parties have united against the changes, saying they give the government too much power. The results are seen as a barometer of the ruling AK party's chances of holding on to power in elections next year. NPR's Peter Kenyon joins us from a polling center in Istanbul. And Peter, how is the voting gone today?
Well, the elements certainly didn't combine to help things. We've had thunder, lightning, and heavy rain here in Istanbul. But I have to say, still, I've seen a steady stream of voters coming to this station. The polls have shown the contest too close to call, perhaps a slight edge to the Yes campaign. The people who come here who are in favor of these amendments say it's simple, that Turkey needs to make more progress towards democracy, and this is one way to push that along. Opponents, however, say maybe, but they don't really trust this government to implement the changes. It's kind of a sign of how polarized Turkish politics are these days. Most people say, well, yes, we've got an old constitution, the result of a military coup. It does need to be rewritten. In fact, the Prime Minister, Recep Tayyip Erdogan, was reelected on a promise to do just that 3 years ago, but he couldn't get it through the parliament, which is very divided. And so now what Turks are voting on today is this rather ad hoc package of 26 amendments.
And explain about those amendments. Why are some of them so controversial?
Well, as you hinted, most of them are broadly supported. They do things like enhancing labor rights, protect personal privacy. But there have been a few that have been caught up in this ongoing battle between the ruling AK party, which has its roots in political Islam, and the secular parties and institutions that have long formed the backbone of Kemal Atatürk's vision of a secular pro-Western Turkey. Opposition leaders say some of these reforms would give the AK party too much power over the judiciary, for instance. And they really don't believe Prime Minister Erdogan when he says he may be religious himself, but his job is to defend Turkey's secular government. They're afraid that as the government gains more control, it may seek to eventually undermine secular institutions.
So do Turks see this then as an early test of strength for the government, which will seek its third term in office next year?
Yes, absolutely. These results will have political impact either way. If it's a no vote, that would galvanize the opposition, which has been scattered and divided lately. If they can somehow rally around a single candidate and gain some momentum, they could force Erdogan, for instance, into a power-sharing coalition next year. However, a big yes vote will really boost Erdogan's hopes for a third electoral mandate next year. So this is definitely an important signal as to whether voters are still happy with the AK party after 8 years in power, or whether they're beginning to think about a change.
NPR's Peter Kenyon in Istanbul, Turkey. Peter, thank you very much.
You're welcome, Leanne.